I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR. Wildlife Resources report, the spring gobbler season is now underway, so why not make a full day of it in West Virginia's outdoors? A morning in the woods and an afternoon on the water. I'll tell you more about it right after this. Spring gobbler season opened up this past Monday, but by law, you have to be out of the woods by 1 o'clock in the afternoon. However, that does not mean that once you've put up that old shotgun in the truck, you can't pick up your fly rod or your ultralight and head back down to the stream to do some trout fishing. The DNR's trout program is fully engaged in its spring stocking schedule now, and it's likely that a stream near where you've been turkey hunting is probably teeming with some trout.
All of our weekly stockings are in full swing now, so some locations are being stocked on a weekly basis, and those are illustrated in the fishing regulations. A lot of people are really out there fishing now, and as the weather gets warmer and the snow melts, it gets more people in the mood for fishing. Probably be in this next month, probably most people will be out there if they're going to fish at all for the year.
That's DNR Trout Hatchery Systems Manager Jim Hedrick. The spring stocking of the weekly waters has actually been fully engaged for more than a month now, and chances are pretty good you'll have a lot of fish from multiple stockings in your favorite water. Now, Jim tells me water quality has been stellar so far this spring to facilitate that stocking.
We haven't found any problems with that so far this year. We were behind on a couple stockings due to the big snowstorm, and there was some rumors that we were not stocking because of acidity, but it was really purely because of the snow and trying to get the schedule to work out to get those stocked. So as of now, I have not been informed of any water quality issues that we're dealing with this year.
And despite a lack of rainfall in recent days, the level of the waters has also continued to be conducive to stocking.
Yeah, the flows have held up real well this spring. They have dropped back off a little below normal right now, but that's still a lot of water because we're looking at the average for this time of the year. So we're hoping to continue to get some rain throughout the spring, and that'll be a real positive if that can happen, allows the fish to distribute a little more widely, making them available a little longer in the streams.
Hey, consider you had to take the entire day off from work to go hunting anyway. Why not just spend the rest of it afield as well and make it a turkey and trout day? West Virginia's own surf and turf. Throw your waders and tackle in the truck and make that transition in the early afternoon to fully enjoy West Virginia's wide array of outdoor opportunities. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.